12:40 a.m. WSBC. You are listening to the Hulu's Hulu Radio
that
Hour.
That is correct.
We are sponsored by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out there in Beverly and Bridgeport.
Both locations.
Fox's Beverly Pizza.
The best.
The best thin crust za on the south side.
Got it.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Also the best.
The cleanest garbage bin you'll ever see.
And it's correct. The best smelling garbage bin.
Yes. And Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
I've had a few thousand of those.
My name is Bill Houlihan, and I will be hosting the Hooli's Hooli this evening.
Whoa, taking the reins, are you, Billy?
And sitting to my left is the greatest human in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hello. Fantastic job.
Patty is, he's out.
That's all right.
He's on the sidelines. He's not feeling well.
He's on a hang gliding trip with Mick Jagger.
That could be a possibility.
In Peru.
Yeah, and you know what? If he goes down there, he can wear that blue vest that he has that we've talked about. He can hang glide in that. He was wearing that tonight when I saw him earlier.
Warmth jacket?
Yes.
Yeah, the warmthless jacket.
It's like a t-shirt shell.
Yeah. There's more to it. There's more parts to that jacket that are missing.
Right.
He was sold one part of a three-part jacket.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. I'm glad, you know, Christmas is over.
Yeah, was it beautiful for you?
It was nice.
Did you have a lot of good food?
We did. We had some shrimp cocktail, some lasagna, some cheese. Lots of cheese.
Tons of cheese.
I cheesed out.
It's just like a Swiss Christmas.
I went cheese crazy on Christmas.
It was one of your goals. Yeah. For this year, you snuck it in the last couple of days.
But we do what Italian Americans do, fish and pasta and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's good. That's good stuff.
I could never do what my Italian American friends do with like the incredible lineup of, you know, mussels and clams. And,
with all the Italian friends that I have, I wish I would have gone to more of their Christmas celebrations.
Yeah, I've never been invited. So putting it out there to my Italian brethren. If
you ever want to go,
you want to come
year.
By, have some dinner for a quick pit stop.
Yeah, like a 4-hour eating fest.
Yeah.
Eating and cigarettes.
But no, Christmas was nice. The stress of it. It's just, for me, I don't know, my business is selling liquor.
Yeah, people need that.
So it's high anxiety with, are we going to make any money? You know, what's going on with COVID restrictions? Are we getting the restrictions? What's going on with New Year's Eve?
I'm sure it's
You know, it's like, are we taking price increases? You know, and it's everyone's just like, buy, you know, and it gets a bit stressful.
So are the few days running up to New Year's Eve, like, even more crazy because of, people are trying to squeeze in last-minute stuff?
It's so different because you, this now is...
Kids aren't drinking like they used to.
No, they're drinking. They're drinking. They're doing a lot more stuff.
What
other than
are
that
they
too.
Drinking?
Gosh, I don't know.
Fizzy stuff.
Seltzers are huge.
White Claws.
No, they're drinking High Noons, man. And White Claws, but I got to plug my brand.
Is White Claw already not even popular anymore?
Yeah, like we're phasing
that's
them
like
out.
It's like Zima.
Yeah, High Noon, we're pushing them over
but
now.
Put that in the back with the Zima and the Red Dog. That stuff is outdated.
Exactly.
It's been around for a year.
It comes back. That stuff is so cyclical. But I'm glad that it's dying down. It's a difficult time, obviously.
Are you glad you're not in the bar business anymore?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel bad for those guys.
Yeah.
Because, there's so much going, obviously we know what's going on with the supply chain issues everywhere, right? So,
right. I think they'll still get it.
It's like, hey, can I get this? And it's like, no. And they're like, what are these people doing? You know, come on. And I'm like, I have to tell them, I'm like, Your liquor is on a ship somewhere.
Yeah, your liquor's in the China Sea, sir.
Yeah, it's either that or I think that everybody
Seagull just took a dump on your case of liquor.
Well, I think that once we opened up again for COVID, right, and we even tried to get industry back in America working every day and all that, production, everything like that, people tend to forget your everyday necessities that you take for granted sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
The people that work in those factories. They weren't working either.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, they weren't producing that stuff. So, as soon as we turn the spigots back on, any inventory that most of these suppliers had in stock was gone in days to supply the whole nation.
Do you want a bottle of Miller Lite to be $17? No. Then relax.
Exactly.
There's
that. And then,
But you got some time off now. A little bit.
It slows down significantly.
Yeah, my work does too, which I'm grateful for.
Yeah, we can kind of take a deep breath, concentrate on
eating a candy.
Well, you still want to help these people with their business and drive them forward into a new plan for the year. That's kind of what you do for the next couple months.
What's your big New Year's resolution, Bill?
Got to lose some weight.
Yeah?
It's
what kind of shape do you want to be in? Van Damme?
I'll take Van Damme.
Take Van Damme now. Like 70-year-old Van Damme.
If you gave me 70-year-old Van Damme, I'd be thrilled.
70-year-old Van Damme is more fit than most, like, 30-year-olds.
He's probably 7-year-old Van Damme. 70-year-old Van.
I want to be as fit as 7-year-old Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I want to be as fit as 7-year-old Van Damme all the way to 70.
That's impossible.
All right, I want to do 63 years.
You
got
to go to, like, the jungle glorious. And train in the jungle with that guy.
I got to go to Thailand.
You do have to go to Taiwan.
Oh.
Yeah. You would probably fit in pretty good.
Yeah, look at that. That's perfect.
Yeah, he's pretty
He's got
swole,
a very nice body, that little Frenchman.
That old French man.
That old French old man.
That's a good resolution. I gotta step it up a little more.
Everybody says that, though.
Yeah, that's a classic one.
Like, oh, I gotta get in shape. But for me personally, I think this is the first year.
People do it, though.
Well, last year I turned 40, right?
Yeah.
So, and actually, what am I saying? I turned 41 last year.
Yeah, you're old.
You know, I guess this pandemic makes me still think I'm 39, because it started when I was just turned 40.
You're trying to slice a year off.
I'm trying to slice 2 years off. I want to go back to 39.
Was that a good year for you?
It was better than 40, 41.
Well, yeah.
37 was fantastic.
I mean, you got
to... That was a great year. That's kind of... I want to go back to Billy 37.
I remember 27 was bad for me. That was not a good year. I remember that.
Yeah.
It was a crazy year. Anyway, but you got to remember, too, like, we just went through a once-in-a-500-year, you know, full planet disease takeover.
Right. Happy New Year, everybody, by the way.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
We're sitting here, we're talking about, you know, resolutions.
Get on that treadmill you got for Christmas.
Get on that treadmill.
Don't just put laundry on it.
Go to the Goodwill and get some Body by Jake.
Yeah.
You know, you can find that stuff there. I always love working at the workout stuff.
You should only get workout equipment from Goodwill.
You know,
70s fit.
I just want Jack LaLanne everything.
I
want
to look like a really healthy guy in the 70s.
You got to go to Goodwill.
Mustache, some chest hair.
Yeah.
You know, no real definition. Smoking.
Yes. the smoking is another thing that is just for me this year is like it's getting out of control.
Yeah, you got to clip it, man.
Yeah, I just think it's
you should make that number one priority because then the working out and stuff.
Well, I think once I'll start working out, even when I was working
that's
out,
true, that's
it,
true.
They just forced me. I was like, oh, those things suck.
I remember the first time I quit smoking.
But I remember we were talking on the air. You know, remember I was telling the story how I would go to, you know, Planet, and as soon as I walked out in the lot, I'd light a heater like a total weirdo, like a prison workout.
It's horrible.
I think I'll start that way again. I like that style.
No, don't do that. That's not a good plan. You're doing more damage that way.
You're probably right, but I get the definition that I want pretty quickly.
You got to do the
prison
patch.
Workout.
Because then it's like you're working out and smoking at the same time. Because you're just getting a nicotine constant.
I think that they probably discourage against exercise with
it.
The patch.
My uncle's kind of a doctor.
But I don't know. Now, they've gotten rid of all of this, the Chantix now, right? Is that, like, discontinued?
Well, you can still take it. People are still taking it.
Oh, people got old stashes laying around?
Yeah, well, someone just told me they're starting it, like, this week.
So oh, really?
They must be passing it out somewhere.
Oh, well, I'll have to find the distributor of that
somewhere.
Yeah,
don't take that. That drives you nuts.
I don't know. I'm curious because I've heard different reviews.
Yelling at like people at McDonald's,
waking up in the middle of the night, like bashing, like smashing all my furniture.
What's the special sauce?
No,
tell me what's in it.
Oh man,
man jumps counter at McDonald's.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, you just got to stick with it. You know, like I remember the first time I quit smoking. I went for like a really long run, and I hadn't done it in a long time. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you know, I hacked up for a little bit, and then I was like, I can breathe. It was like a good feeling, like it was noticeable, like new breath. It was good. And then you get addicted to that.
Right. I just need more organization this year. That's my focus. That's my goal.
Get a Trapper Keeper.
They had a lot of those at Goodwill, actually. No Trapper Keepers. I don't know what it is.
No one's giving those up.
They got like binders. I was in an aisle at Goodwill, and I was looking, and I just was like, there was like 200 binders. Like, does everybody just throw their binders to Goodwill? Here you go.
Get all the stuff you need to get organized, but then don't actually get organized. I've done that a lot.
There's lots of people that do that.
Buy a bunch of files, like holders and
stuff. I bought business card holders the other day at a Goodwill.
Do you have business cards?
I do have business cards, but this was like to hold like all your clients' business cards in.
Sure, like right? A Rolodex.
Like a Rolodex.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I realized, I'm like, well, you could do that. You could take pictures of that on your phone now and do that through an app.
You should get one of those Chrome like business card holders.
I got one already, sir.
Is it engraved?
It is not engraved.
What does it say? Hitman?
It does not. It says world's greatest salesman. on certain days. You know,
yeah.
Not every day, just on certain days.
No, you're cracking at it though every day, man.
Yeah, so I'm glad. There's probably a lot of people that feel the same way as I do right now. Like,
all over, man.
Thank God we got through it.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like too inundated.
We're not through it yet because New Year's has got to take over for a little bit, and then what's the next one? Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
That doesn't count.
President's Day.
President's Day? No one celebrates that.
St. Patrick's Day, I guess.
Yeah, you know? That starts
King
now.
Day's coming up.
St. Patrick's Day starts like February 1st now.
Yeah.
It's like if you go into 7-Eleven, it's like, kiss me, I'm Irish, blah, blah, blah.
I don't think anybody...
Have a green hot dog.
A green hot dog? You could probably find one of those in Chicago somewhere.
You know where you won't find one of those?
You'll never find a green hot dog at the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub.
But plenty
this
of good drink.
Show is sponsored by it. We'll be back right after these messages.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913. Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery. Or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means.
Oh, blue eyes.
We'd ride in limousines.
Oh yeah, baby.
35 was a good year, man.
Sure.
For me, yeah. I had just gotten, made a change in my life, and things were starting to get on the up and up. Around 35.
I don't even know what that change was. I don't want to know.
I just, you know, some changes. Changes. Maybe we'll play that later.
That's the year you started your subscription to Hustler, wasn't it?
Not 35. No, I never had a subscription to them. No. Lots of people started their subscriptions at 35, probably, Mr. Flint's publication.
Sure did.
Yes. What do you think? Do you think they ever did a demographic check on that? What the medium age range of
they did zero research.
Our first subscribers.
They weren't big into research.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's 6 feet under this year. So.
Oh, yes. You're wrong.
Yeah. Larry.
Yeah.
I've been watching...
TV?
Yes, a lot of it.
Me too.
You know, the holidays. It's like, all right.
So real quick, I have the MLB network, you know, that's like baseball only.
Yes.
But there's no baseball to talk about because they're locked out.
Right.
So now they've devoted this channel, I'm not kidding, to Kevin Costner.
It is.
They play Bull Durham, yes. Field of Dreams, yeah. For the Love of the Game.
He's been everywhere lately. Yellowstone.
They're playing him on repeat. It's nuts.
He is just exploding. Quite a year for Kevin, hasn't it?
He'll be president someday.
Maybe he'll be president in 2 years. Who knows what the Democrats want to do? You know, ladies and gentlemen, Costner's coming in.
He's fully endorsed.
To fix everything.
If he gives a press conference in a full baseball uniform, The cowboy hat on, drenched in water.
Sure. Okay. Oh, we got 2 years of Costner. I think we can do this.
All right. So yeah, you mentioned to me during the break that there's a
so
new.
So we all
you're
know.
Annoyed.
Just you know,
I beating you up.
I think it's me getting older that I'm like, oh, shut up when I see this stuff sometimes on the commercials, right?
Yeah. So which one's bothering you? You know, you could change the channel.
I can, but it's on a lot.
No, because you want to get worked up.
Right. I mean, the last time we talked about, you know, a commercial that made me mad was Ernesto and
yeah,
Amazon.
Yeah, Ernesto,
right?
And then we painted a tribute picture to him.
With Costner.
And that was kind of like our farewell to Ernesto.
He's back.
In a way.
Well, maybe Amazon will do another commercial with Ernesto next year.
No, that commercial's done. I haven't seen it once since I think we cursed him.
Yeah, so he's not getting any paychecks anymore.
No, those checks, he's on the street.
It is a car commercial, Mike, and you know, he maybe
yeah, so the last one
maybe everybody
like,
feels the same way that
was
I
was the Alexa one, which bothered you.
Yes, where the guy
the rich couple.
Alexa, can we go back in time or something?
Yeah, and their nanny's giggling
because he's trying to kiss his wife. He just want to take his head and slam it against the dashboard.
Yeah, it's like pulling the garage, buddy. You got no problem.
It's like, oh, what did you just say about Alexa? Bam!
So you want to go Andrew Dice Clay on?
I more than Dice Clay. I want to go Seagal.
Yeah,
and we've talked about him. We can mention him a little bit later.
He's coming back.
He's always around.
All right. So the new one is the same one that I hate.
Yes. Yeah, and I said to you before the break, but my dad the other day went, "Ah, this," and I went, "I agree."
Okay. So what is it?
There's this hot chick, and she's walking up the snowy like mountainside.
Yeah.
She's blonde. She has you know,
blonde, beautiful white girl.
Just a typical chick you might see in Naperville, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe
Hinsdale.
You know, Hinsdale, Naperville, Elmhurst, you know, just a beautiful young 30-something woman.
And she's walking in the deep snow.
She's walking in the deep snow, and, you know, her handsome husband.
Also, yes.
You know?
Perfect white man.
Built like hell. He's probably like 6'2", full head of hair, beautiful teeth, the whole drill.
Sure.
You know? He's smiling, loving at her, you know, lovingly looking at her, and he whistles. And from the back, a little puppy comes running through
the
snow.
I got you something.
I got you something,
right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, and she picks it up. And,
it's like
there it is, yeah. She kind of looks like Erin Andrews or somebody from ESPN. She's very hot.
That's called the Burmese Mountain Dog.
Is that what it is?
Something like that, yeah.
And then
like
out of the nowhere, you know, she whistles, she picks up the dog, and, like, she doesn't even, like, look at it for more than, like, two seconds.
She doesn't care about the dog.
She's just like, oh, yeah, cool. She's like, I got you something, too.
Uh-huh.
Whistles. And up comes the from the mountainside, a GMC Sierra, you know? You know, it's like a $50,000 automobile.
Right.
More than that.
Now, my thought is,
you know,
there's somebody driving that truck.
Right. What you have to pay him? The dealership said, hey, you know what? When
well,
I buy
this. He's not allowed to get out once he pulls up.
It'd right. Nice he just has to sit in there while that guy kisses the side of it, you know?
Yeah, it'd be great if Tyson got out and then punched them both.
Be great if Tyson was the dog.
The dog's name, yeah, it's pretty obnoxious.
But it's just kind of me in this time, you know, this day and age and what we're going through as a country. And I was like, who wrote this that people have that kind of disposable income right now?
That they can just buy puppies and pickup
puppies and pickup trucks. Yeah, hey, I got an idea. We'll do a commercial puppies and pickup trucks. And everybody's just spending money they don't have.
Yeah, that's America.
You know? It is insane to me.
Yeah, it
and
is.
It made me angry a little bit. Because I know people that would, like, I do know guys that would love those trucks that would slave for,
what
like,
if you got five years
to be able to buy one of those.
There's also
this chick's just whistling them, they're coming out of the mountains.
Yeah, but both these actors have probably been slaving for 15 years to get this stupid commercial.
They're no longer, if they were slaving for 15, then they've been only working for 15
what
years.
If you got,
they're,
what if
they,
you got
they're
the part?
30.
What if you got the part in, to be the guy? Would you do it?
Sure, absolutely. I mean,
and they give you like 5 G's without even blinking.
Yeah, sure. $5,000? Yeah, I
so
guess
then
I
you would
do
watch
it.
The commercial and hate yourself.
I would hate everything about it, but I'd take that $5,000.
Well, that's how that guy feels.
Probably. I know you always talk about this. You're like, why are you hating? Like, the actor had to get paid.
I picture him leaving this set and getting into, like, you know, Chevy Lumina. And driving back to his little dumpy apartment, and he's waiting for this check that's going to show up in 6 months.
Well, here's the other thing, okay? So, like,
his roommate's named Derek, and he hates him.
I look at all these ads, right?
So, how'd that commercial go with the white girl? Pretty good, huh? The snow?
Yeah.
You know, rent's due, you jerk.
Do you think he really knew how to whistle in both of them?
No, neither.
Or do you think that was, like, you know, edited in, the whistle sound?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike's like, yeah, is it buried in the snow? You know, maybe it was as we're looking at it.
No, it's Barry Bonds driving that truck.
He gets out and tosses up a snowball, and he hits it
600 feet.
He goes, 70. What's his number? What's his record?
73.
That's all he says to him. Yeah, you can tell he says 73 and just walks away.
He jams a needle of Windex in his neck.
Yeah. Jabs a needle of Windex in the man's neck.
No, in his own neck.
Oh, in his own neck. This helps me get power through the snow. That's what he says afterwards.
Well, we wrote it.
So, you know, we were talking about these commercials, and I look at it, and you're thinking about, okay, how does society react, right?
They don't.
You know, like,
some of them buy pickup trucks, some of them don't.
You're like, okay, so GMC obviously doesn't care. They don't care that, you know, somebody is destitute and has no money and that's watching this. They don't care what you think.
No.
They know already. That guy's never buying our
car. Why is a car $80,000? I mean, that's absurd.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's $50,000 without financing. All right,
that's $50,000 with nothing.
Let's finance it for $80,000
with no power seats either.
Yeah, right.
So
man.
It's $65,000. You know,
sure.
Yeah, come on.
So there's some other commercials that I've been looking
at
as well.
Come on.
There's another one where it's an Invesco commercial.
Sure.
All right. And you know it's shocked me about how, like, okay, is this supposed to, are you telling me that this is the norm? It's not the norm yet, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to sound like a bigot or a sexist here.
Sure, okay, go.
But there is a commercial where there's this guy and this woman, and they're the coaches for Georgia Tech's football team. All right?
You don't think that's possible?
I do think it's possible, but I didn't believe it. Okay?
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, there's this Asian woman on the sidelines who comes up and starts pointing on this woman's tablet and telling her about data and all the things that they can predict and foresee. And then this running back comes running up. Yeah, yep. There it is.
All right.
And, you know, where did she come from?
Is she from the stands? She could be like the trainer. The woman coach could be like the trainer.
The trainer. Oh, yeah. Or the assistant holding the thing for the guy?
Sure, right.
For the coach?
Yeah.
That's a possibility. Maybe I just was hating all over it so quickly that I was like, you know, how did she become the coach? But I mean, if you watch this thing, you're like, oh, come on. Like, what are the ideas that these people are coming
up with? You're stuck in a world of black coffee cigarettes, 1950s.
Do you know what the best commercial that I saw the other day was? Frog tape. Have you seen this stuff?
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah,
it's
because I did some painting this year.
Have you used it?
I used the blue tape for my lines, and the it was okay. But this frog tape, man, those lines
look
pretty.
It's a different level.
Yeah.
Are you still painting?
I haven't done any as of in the last like 3 months, but I got some ideas. Yes.
Designing?
I got a table design that I want to paint.
You got a table design?
I want to paint my table.
You got to get into resins.
Resins. What are these?
So resin table is so that you take a giant chunk of wood, right?
Okay.
And then you cut it into two. And then you lay it in like this wooden frame and you put it on each side. And so there's this giant space in the middle, right?
Okay.
And then you pour this resin into the space and it hardens.
So is it kind of like the Maker's Mark top on a wax?
No, it's like clear. It's like what this board is made out of in front of you.
It
becomes clear. So people put like stuff in the middle, like this guy put like golf balls and like this whole scene.
A
golf club, and then you cover it up and it freezes it in space. It's interesting stuff, let me tell you.
Oh, wow, the resins.
Billy's getting into the resins.
Yeah, I've gotten into resin before.
Make a table out of that.
Wow, yeah, for sure.
There you go. That's a perfect example.
That is very cool for the radio listening audience. We're looking at one of these resin
tabletop.
I think that might be a little too modern, though, for my look, my aesthetic.
What look are you going for?
Kind of country style.
Country style?
Yeah.
You getting big bullhorns?
I'd like to get some bullhorns.
Oh, you can get bullhorns on eBay for $40.
Just mount them on the wall?
Yep, just throw them right up there.
Well, I've got my Billy the Kid painting that you've done hanging up.
Beautiful.
So that fits into my country kind of.
You should get like a dream catcher, Native American. Are you going to do some Navajo gear?
No. I don't want it to look like I live in Tucson or something.
No, you should. Like paint the walls orange, like Tuscan orange.
Yeah, you know, Santa Fe, everything.
Yeah,
right?
Always have tortillas laying around.
Tortillas everywhere. Yeah.
Dust
So I mean, that was it on the commercials for me.
Yeah, those are bad ones. All the Liberty Mutual ones, I'm over. Those are horrible.
Yeah, we just got it. Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, that's run its course.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Flo and that crew, they're kind of, you know, they're getting a little old.
I had to go through the painful experience of having to get new car insurance over Christmas.
Wow.
All right. So my previous policy, we all know that I had two accidents this past year.
You got any insurance music we can play softly under this?
How about Destruction? Anything?
Appetite for Destruction? I mean, Symphony for Destruction by Megadeth?
Sure, I guess.
That. We'll get that on a simmer below this insurance story you're about to tell.
Well, you know, it's... I never thought, like, and people.
You should have Dave Mustaine be your insurance agent.
I'd love it if David Mustaine was my insurance agent.
Or just a guy named.
Here's the policy!
Just a guy named David Mustaine.
I'm sure there is an insurance guy named David Mustaine somewhere. He's probably in, like, Topeka, Kansas. You know?
It's a big fat hillbilly. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know. You know? So, I never thought that.
Oh, wait. Let's get this going.
Okay. Well, I never thought that when I got my two totals this was going to affect, you know, my life for
So what happened?
Months.
You're leaving one. You got kicked out of one insurance company.
No,
They
fired me. State Farm fired me.
So now you got
State Farm was
one.
Like, we're done, you know, and I was like, and I was like, why? Why am I getting kicked off? You know, and I'm like, okay, fine. Two accidents. I've had four accidents since 2017. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Yeah! You know what the funny thing is? I used to listen to this as I would ride my bike to your house, and I still used to wipe out on the bike. So, I mean, still crashing cars, still wiping out on bikes.
You should have sung
the most common theme seems to be Symphony of Destruction.
You should have sung a portion of this song to the insurance company.
He probably would have loved it. But so, yeah, I got like, they fired me.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I talked to my agent on the phone. And I don't know, I was still kind and kept my rentals and life insurance policy with them. And I should have been like,
you try to take us more.
They definitely did that to me. They cut him right off. All right. They massacred me. All right.
We can fade out the symphony.
And I, like, you know, I kept the life insurance policy.
Thank you.
It was
kind.
And I was like, well, she's like, I suggested. She said it on the phone. This was in November.
So what's the new company you chose, and how did you choose it?
I'm with Progressive.
And you just picked out of a hat?
No.
By the commercial you like the best?
No. See, when you have these kind of problems, you have to hire yourself a broker.
Yeah.
Because I was like, all right, well...
But none of those accidents were your fault, technically.
No, they were.
The one at The Rock.
The Rock, that was not a claim.
The Comet.
That was not a claim because I ended up getting it cheaper than out of pocket for the comprehensive coverage. Which, by the way, for all you people out there, you know,
it's
I don't know. Don't invest too much in comprehensive coverage.
Yeah,
okay?
Don't even get insurance.
The odds of somebody, you know,
risk it.
Like just hail destroying your car if it's in a, you know, like all this kinds of stuff. Whatever. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you how to go buy your insurance.
No. This is not even a show about insurance.
No. Well, it's turning into one here. But
this is a saga.
They kicked me out, and then like the moron that I am, I wait like 4 days before my existing policy is about to expire.
Yes.
And I'm like, she had told me, she's like, you should probably start shopping around.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, yeah. Somebody, they're like piranhas. They'll come at me. I've gone through this before.
Sure.
A little difficult this time.
Yeah.
Because
it's the same world.
Well, insurance, like, they go back and they look, I think, up to like 4 to 5 years of what you've been doing on other, you know, insurance companies. Like,
yeah.
How many accidents have you actually had?
They know everything.
I've had four since 2017. Which two of them actually were in 2017, so they come off the books this year.
They know you better than you know yourself.
Yeah. So I'll put it this way. My insurance policy is $240 a month.
Yowzers.
It is. Like the guy first quoted me, he goes, I got you at $340. I went, you can take your $340 and walk down the street, my friend.
Yeah, sir.
I'm like, $340, you're trying to make a lot of money off me right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's more than my car payments, sir.
Yeah.
What are you, out of your mind?
I mean, I told them, I'm like, look, per my job, this has to be done. Mm-hmm. We've got to have it.
Yeah.
And then once they know that, they're like, well, then maybe he'll be willing to pay whatever because he has to keep his job to have his insurance, right? Yep. That's, I should have never said that to him.
No.
I should have just kept my mouth shut.
Should have karate chopped the phone.
I should have karate chopped that phone.
As soon as he said 340. Then he said, sir, what was that? So I karate chopped the phone. That's how I feel about this.
But I had to go through this whole spiel of, you know, getting documents to them and proof of sale and, you know, Progressive eventually he came back with Progressive. He's like, they're going to give you a lower rate. He's like, they want to see.
What was this guy's name? Brett?
His name is Tim. He's a good guy.
Tim Werewolf?
Not Timmy Werewolf. Close, though.
How close?
Because his name starts with a W at the end. But I can't plug anything because maybe I'd like him to advertise on the show down the line, right?
If he somehow.
We'll see how this policy works out.
If he could agree to play a character named Tim Werewolf and be on a baseball field in full werewolf costume.
And talk insurance?
Yeah.
As a werewolf?
Yeah.
The Tim Werewolf insurance salesman. Wow, we're on to something. Weren't we talking about Teen Wolf last week?
Possibly.
I think I
wasn't here.
Oh, that's right. I would think I was talking about Teen Wolf, the scene where they're winning in the end and Jay Fox. He blocks the same shot four
Michael
times
J.
in a
row. Fox?
Yeah.
You called him Jay Fox.
For you neophytes out
he's
there.
He's never been called that
he's
in
Jay
life.
Fox. To the people that
aren't
love
you
the
got
film.
That guy Jay Fox from Back to the Future?
Right. L. Jackson.
L. Jackson. No, yeah.
That works. I have a friend named Jay Fox. Shout out to you, Jay.
Yeah. I know like 24 Jays.
So yeah, I got the policy, but I couldn't drive over Christmas weekend.
Oh my god!
Because he was like, "Dude, we can't get anything from the insurance people." Were like, "I waited too late." So yeah. Monday morning, we got it turned on, ready to go.
All right,
but
your next accident.
But it's like
far
it is
a ways away.
I hope so.
It is
because if it's not, then I'm just crawling into a hole.
Just don't drop a hot cherry in your lap, you know.
Don't drop one of those hot cherries in your lap.
Have you ever done that?
I've had a cherry hit my thigh before.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling. It's panic.
Well, you're not even worried about your clothes. You're more worried about the seat.
Yeah.
You're like, no!
We're talking about a cigarette at the end of a cigarette cherry. If anyone
yeah,
is
that, like, when you flick
a cherry
it,
bomb.
If you flick it too hard, the head falls off, burns a nice little hole somewhere in your car.
Yeah, but that you know, 10 seconds of where is it is pure panic.
Have you ever flicked a square in your back seat or you thought it did? And then you got to pull over and search for it because you think that if you park in like a Jewel parking lot, you're going to come out and your car's going to be smoking.
Yes, I have. Yes,
I think everyone's lived through that. They don't tell you that when
you
start smoking.
You know who else did
that?
What? John Candy.
Yes, he did in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's exactly how it started.
Right. I think maybe that's where I always think about. Like, I'm like, oh no, dude, where is that cigarette? But they've designed cigarettes now that if you don't take a puff on them,
it goes out by itself.
It goes out somewhat by itself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen it happen.
It all comes back to cigarettes.
It always does.
That's horrible.
And speaking of that, I had a friend of mine who was, you know, he's a menthol cigarette smoker.
Oh, lucky him.
And he I asked him.
Sounds like a terrific gentleman.
Well, he was going through the vid. You know, he had it.
Oh, the Cove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you still smoking?
Do you still call it Corona?
I just call it the vid now.
I call it Corona.
Corona, the vid. Okay.
Yeah. Depends on what mood I'm in.
Sure. And I'm like, hey, man. I'm like, are you still smoking? Like, did you feel chest tightness and stuff like that? He's like, I'm still smoking. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, and I'll tell you this. Even with COVID, menthols are still the best.
Oh,
and I was
yikes.
Like, wow.
Maybe menthol kills COVID.
It might. No.
It probably does.
Oh, no, because I could say some stuff that would be.
They're gonna. The Surgeon General is gonna be on tomorrow, sucking down a Newport, and like everybody get a hold of these as quick as possible.
Well, then we had I thought about this too, you know, and I was talking about it with our other co-host here about the person who liked to smoke the menthols.
Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, that's weird. He goes, what if having COVID got all of a sudden your hair started to grow back?
Oh, yeah, everything just roses. You know, you walk outside.
He's like, there's got to be something that might come out of this that could be like changing for the world.
What if it's a cruel trick? But money grows out of your head. But if you want to spend it, you got to cut it all off.
I don't think science would work that way with money. Hair, it might, though.
Your hair is worth so much, you could either sell it for $1 million or keep it.
You mean what if it had like adverse effect, like effects?
Your
like,
hair
like,
contains the oils contain the cure to COVID. You could sell it and cure COVID forever, or you, but you'll never have the hair again. Or you. Well,
all right, hold on.
Ball.
Let's get this straight. Yes. Your hair comes back, and the oils in it cure COVID.
Correct. And so now you could either sell this.
You could either shave it all off and sell these this hair.
Yeah, they can multiply it.
But if you shave it off, it never comes back again.
It never comes back. But you could be known as the guy who cured COVID and be, you know,
a savior of the world.
Correct. But you'll be bald as a cue ball.
But and everybody else gets to grow their hair back, but you have to be the, oh, no, it's only the serum in this person's hair that can save the world?
Yeah, it's only the serum in Patty's hair.
Wow.
We'll have to ask. What do you do?
I guess you go bald, man. You sacrifice
you
everything.
Save humanity?
For, yes.
Or you stick with it.
Save humanity and then...
You would never be able to walk around. Like, look at this jerk with this long hair. He could save everyone. He's just walking around looking gorgeous.
Huge ponytail. He's like, nah, never cutting it. Not for you or you or your grandmother or your cousin or your aunt. I don't care.
You know they would.
It's mine. I'm saving it.
Yep. You get a real stubborn SOB.
There probably is something. Like, yes, you get like... The vainest person in the world contracts COVID and his hair grows back.
This is a great movie script.
And he has to make the
Who's
choice.
Who's the vainest person you could think of? You know who we should get to play the part? The guy who played the bad guy in Kindergarten Cop who had the ponytail.
Crisp. That,
yes.
That actor.
Yes.
I think it's Richard something. I can't remember his name. He's we'll a good actor,
his,
though.
Get his ass on film.
Or we could get the guy, remember the guy in Karate Kid with the ponytail? Like using like Karate Kid 2 as like the dojo guy?
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
back now. I saw a clip for Cobra Kai. He's okay. Like everyone's cashing in on that cow. Like every actor from every episode of like every movie that, you know, Cobra Kai is like huge. Oh, yeah. Richard Tyson, of course.
Richard Tyson, yes.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't look too great now. He's no, still got the long hair, though.
Yeah, he looks a little beat up.
Mike is showing us a mugshot of Mr. Tyson.
It'd be great if Richard Tyson got out of the pickup truck in the commercial with the dog.
Now, there, you know, like, I might believe that. Oh,
and
Chris.
He goes, Dominic. The dog jumps in his arms.
The dog's name is
he
Dominic?
He gets back in the pickup truck with the dog and drives off.
Yeah, then leaves a couple stranded
both
there.
Both of you get nothing. Nothing!
And then his mom comes out of the other side of the woods and jumps in shotgun. Because isn't she
his
like
mom?
Isn't she like Crisp's accomplice in Kindergarten Cop?
I think you're right.
Yeah, the gray-haired woman comes out of the woods and jumps in shotgun with him.
I love it.
Now that's a commercial.
That is a commercial. That'll get those trucks flying off the lot. Yeah,
I don't know why I got lost all of a sudden. What we were talking
you
about.
You said you had a song to play.
What oh do you got? Well, something you know, there's
something real cheesy, huh?
I do have something very cheesy because, you know, it's the new year.
Yes.
And everybody wants changes.
So
I don't know.
What do they want to do, Bill?
They
want to catch a falling star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but you're playing changes.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
So we'll be back right after this.
Love you.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. Don't wanna be a richer man.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. There's gonna have to be a different man. Sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children
that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes. Turn and face the strange.
Changes. Don't tell them to grow up and out of it.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Yeah, floodbrothersdisposal.com. This is the fourth quarter of the show, WSBC 1240 AM. You're listening to the Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah.
And that's it, man.
Who are you?
I'm Bill Houlihan, and sitting next to my left is Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Patty is out tonight.
You know what we've put in Patty's place?
Who's that?
A box of Belgian chocolates.
There are. Mike gave me this beautiful box of Belgian chocolates. He's like, you know, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it. But I'm very happy to have it.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
I'm going to crush him while I watch some bowl games this weekend.
Yeah, put it in a blender with some ice cream.
I don't know if I want. That's not something you blend.
No.
I don't think that kind of Belgian chocolate.
I was trying to trick you.
Trick him into blending the Belgian chocolate.
How dare you?
That'd be like a scene in like someone trying to kill the Bill Houlihan movie.
Oh, yeah.
A guy got his hand bitten off by a tiger.
Oh, really? Where did that happen? Malaysia?
Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it on the news.
That sounds very Florida.
And it was on the news tonight.
What happened? What did he do?
It's kind of disturbing to watch.
I would think so.
Because apparently it's like these cops get there. There's a 911 call.
Yeah.
And this
is
guy.
Is this in one of these guys, like, I have my own zoo type places?
No. It's actually like a legitimate zoo. Like
the Tampa Zoo?
The Naples Zoo, I think it was.
Okay.
And this guy is down there, and he's like part of a night cleanup crew.
Okay.
And, you know, it tells you right there on the fence, do not stick your arms or hands or anything like that in there, you know?
Yeah.
Apparently this guy didn't listen.
Oh.
But I'm thinking, like, how did he not see how close the tiger was?
He was trying to get a Skittles wrapper.
Right. With one right.
Of that thing like, that picks up like, the thing?
Sure.
The pincher?
The pincher.
On a pole?
The pincher on
like,
a
let
pole.
Let me just reach in and get that Skittles wrapper. I'll get fired.
Yeah.
And the tiger said, hello.
Well, it was a Malaysian tiger.
Of course it was.
Yeah, they probably make those pinchers in Malaysia.
Yeah, they do. Ironic. The whole thing's very ironic.
It is kind of ironic that you mentioned that, because I'm like, oh, those pinchers, they make those in Malaysia, just like this tiger.
They make those in
Taiwan. Apparently this
else.
Tiger was like...
angry.
Well, there's only like 13 or 14 of them in existence.
Yeah, right.
And the zookeeper was upset about, or the tiger expert, you know.
Yeah.
But this footage from it, dude, is insane because...
They had to kill the tiger?
They had to kill it. They had to shoot it.
That's no fun.
Because it had the guy's arm in its mouth.
Well, that's not the tiger's fault.
And you can hear the guy makes a 911 call while the tiger is biting his arm off.
Tiger's
biting
his
arm. And he's like, the tiger has my arm. You know, he's doing all this stuff. And they're like, what? The cops get there. They see it. And you can see it. And they blurt it out on the news.
Yeah.
But their body cam footage shows, obviously, this guy's arm is like half bitten off. Or it was bitten off. I don't know. I don't know if he got it back.
He got it back.
Yeah, okay. It's still attached of some sort, but it's probably shredded to bits.
The tiger, gave it back to him.
But everybody was,
What was the tiger's name? Can we get the tiger's name?
Oh,
the guy,
yeah.
The thing's deceased. Let's at least give it the proper respect.
Rest in peace for biting the human. Well, that's the guy, the zoo guy was like, you got to remember, you take an animal out of the wild, you can't, there's still going to be part of them that reacts to what their life was like in the wild.
Yeah.
These are wild animals.
Exactly.
Like,
it's
come
a
on,
vicious
man.
Animal.
Like, what did you expect sticking your hand in there?
Yeah, don't do that.
But, you know, in these COVID world, nothing ever it ceases to amaze me.
No.
What people think and do. They say it makes you foggy. Maybe he had COVID.
Go to Dubai, we should send you to Dubai for a weekend.
That might be kind of interesting.
Correspondence
in Dubai.
But there's like people driving around with tigers in their car. They're nuts.
See, I don't know. That would freak me out.
They have like golden machine guns and tigers.
Yeah, I'd be so weirded out by that.
Give me one of those 24 karat gold AK-47s and a baby tiger and a Mercedes.
New Year's resolution, don't get your arm bitten off by a tiger. Because
a tiger.
Remember the Tiger King was like the big thing?
Yeah. You know? That guy's an idiot.
So we've forgotten about tigers, and then I guess right here before the end of the year, tiger comes back into our life.
Do you think tigers enjoy 80 sitcoms?
They might. I know that I enjoyed lots of 80
sitcoms.
Wait,
you said you had another story. What was your story? That was the tiger story?
It was the tiger story.
Wowzers, wow.
Yeah, I didn't really... That's about it, dude.
Let's talk about your New Year's plans. Where are you going to ring in the New Year?
I don't know yet. I got invited to go to it's a private party at a bar. I don't know. You know, I might just... I think in my...
I'm are they going to count down and do all that?
I'm sure they will. It is a lot of close friends of mine, which might be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I might just also kind of just want to relax at home.
And watch a little... Watch some bowl games. Perfect Strangers?
Maybe watch some Perfect Strangers. Think about the changes I want to happen in my life. And I think there's a lot of people thinking that tonight.
Suck down a box of Belgian chocolate.
Eating some Belgian chocolates, last hurrah of the year.
How much does that box weigh? That's a good 4 or 5 pounds.
No,
of chocolate.
I'd say it's probably maybe a pound, if that.
Let's call it 2 pounds.
Okay.
So eat 2 pounds of Belgian chocolate, watch Perfect Strangers, smoke.
Yeah, maybe some last heaters. Cut down on the heaters for sure.
Oh, yeah, so have your final pack.
Well, I usually buy a carton. All right, now this is kind of disgusting, but I usually buy a carton.
So you're going to have one more carton?
I didn't buy a carton this week.
Doc, I'm
going
to quit.
We're not doing this.
Doc, one more carton, and I'm done.
One more. I don't know. Mike had a note.
Did you already buy your final carton? That's the question.
I'm thinking I may have bought the final carton, but I don't know.
The final carton.
Wow. Now, that would be a great commercial for a guy smoking, and he's thinking about going to a gym.
For a Nicorette commercial.
Planet Fitness,
start an ad agency.
Yeah, I mean, if they're making stuff about,
yeah, the dog in the pickup truck.
Right, our commercial with Crisp was way better.
Way better.
But it is coming to the end of this show.
Yeah.
And it's the beginning of a new year.
It's the beginning of a new you, people.
Yeah, been such this crap
Shake
over the last
the
2 years.
Crap.
You know, think about those changes that, we've had 2 years to do it. You still got, we don't know how long COVID's here for. Might have some more time.
Just remember, you can do anything.
You can accomplish anything if you put your mind to it.
That's right.
That's correct, right?
Don't give up.
What was the line that he says in the Bronx Tale? Wasted talent. Right?
Yeah, it's the saddest thing in the world.
Yeah, don't waste any talent this year.
Exactly.
Go out there and grab it.
Do those things you always wanted to do.
Yes. Well, anyways, we've enjoyed having all of you here to listen to us in this wackiness for this last hour.
That's right.
I want to thank our sponsors, Flood Brothers Disposal, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub,
right.
Fox's Beverly Pizza, Guinness Irish Stout.
Delicious.
And all you listeners who've been with us over the past year, it's been a pleasure serving you as always. This is a song, I don't know why it came into my head the other day.
Yeah,
but it was kind of
psychopath.
Yeah, I am a psychopath. And I think it's maybe because I live in Chicago and I resonated with it.
There's no reason for this song to be.
I don't know. Yeah. But it's the song from Perfect Strangers. Standing Tall, I believe, on the
by
wings.
By David Pomeranz. Yeah,
by David Pomeranz. Yes. So happy New Year to you. And see you next year.
Bye.
Looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. Sometimes the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, this flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall,
perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. Sometimes the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter